Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're talking a bit more about the woo-woo side of business. And specifically, we'll talk about human design and being a projector in online business. I'm going to be going into this episode expecting that you already have some knowledge, some understanding of what is human design. And if you don't and you don't know what is yours, make sure to just do it online for free on any of the websites and get all the answers. Now, before we jump into being a projector in online business, I wanted to give you a bit of a quick background of what is my stance on all things related to woo-woo in business. Honestly, like, I'm really deep into it, and this is something I want to be talking more about. So if you're listening to this and you feel like this is not your vibe, then this episode might not be for you. So when it comes to all things woo-woo, spirituality, and things that we don't really know or understand as human beings fully just yet, there are many different elements that I absolutely believe in, and some I rely on more than others, but at the end of the day, I feel like everything is possible. I absolutely believe in the idea that the universe always has my back. Everything happens for a reason. I have the power of traveling through parallel universes. We can do quantum leaps. Energies matter. You can control your energy. You can manifest things. You can attract things. Like attracts like. All of these different elements, I absolutely believe in those. And when it comes to human design, it might not be as woo-woo per se, because many people approach human design more as astrology, but then again, many people don't believe in astrology either. So, you know, it really, really depends. But I just wanted to do that groundwork of like introducing like my stance in all of this. I think that exploring where you stand with not all of it, but like several of these elements can definitely make a major transformation in your business. It can help you to make all the difference, really. And human design is one of those things that I would suggest you to explore, especially if you're in the position where you feel like something is not working. You feel like you're going against the stream and that you're like kind of fighting something when you follow specific strategies. I know this was very true for me, and this has been a story of many creators, that you follow the strategies, you follow the tips and tricks, but at the end of the day, nothing is working. And it's not working because you're not in alignment with yourself. You're not in alignment with your calling, with what is working for you and for your personality. For really, I just like to call all of this vibes. Like, it's all about your vibes, okay? And this human design episode, this specific focus on human design, is one of the things that, as I mentioned, if you feel like something is off, it's definitely worth exploring. And mind me, I'm not a human design expert by any means. I don't actually even have my own chart open like right now or anything. I'm just talking about some of the things that I have explored and I have learned like over time. So if you are more averse in human design and you're listening to me and I'm saying like some of the wrong things, or, you know, I'm not using the right phrases or correct terms, please forgive me. I'm really just speaking more from my own experience rather than this being a guide to being a projector, right? There's a lot of information you can find online. And by the way, one of the reasons why I'm talking about this is how I have started using ChatGPT to help me with mindset issues. And I recently shared this on social media as well. So basically what I have done, I have taken my human design and I have taken my personality test from Myers-Briggs, which is INJF or INFJ, I'm not sure. And honestly, the thing about Myers-Briggs is that I have been a proud extrovert for at least most of my 20s. Now I'm 30, approaching 31. And recently, especially like since I just settled down in life, obviously I do transition more into that introvert nature. And right now I can fully commit to the idea of being introvert. But at the end of the day, it's such a weird thing when I did that test. I'm sure I did it like years ago as well, and who knows what were my results then. But now, as I did that test, because I can fully admit that I'm a different person than I was like 10 years ago, when I did that test and I saw that I'm an introvert, it was such a hard thing for me to accept. Even though I know it, I'm still like kind of clinging on to that personality, the person I really was when I was 20. But either way, this is not the story about that. So what I did with ChatGPT, I took these results, I took this information, and there probably are like other elements you can add in as well. But I took the human design and I took my Myers-Briggs personality, I added it in ChatGPT and created a new chat. I basically asked it to give me mindset advice based on these results. So based on me being a projector and based on me being INFJ or JF, literally don't know. So this thread right now serves me as like my mindset coach. I go in it with a specific problem. For example, I'm launching a product and I start to feel that launch fatigue, and I'm asking it what it is that I can do or how I can reframe my mindset to approach this launch with more ease and actually get back into things. And the value it gives, like the ideas it provides, is amazing. The reason why I started saying this is because, as I'm not an expert in human design per se, what I would suggest you to do is to do your human design, and any of the websites where you do it, you will also find plenty of information there. But once you do it, you can actually take those details, put them into ChatGPT, and ask ChatGPT to explain it to you. You can take specific elements of your human design and ask it to, like, for example, explain how it will show up in your business, how it will show up in your life, what are the challenges, how to deal with those challenges. And I have found this to be so very valuable. And I want to give a sample of the prompt that I did and the answer I got, because I feel like that impacts my business well beyond this prompt. And honestly, that answer, even though I know parts of it, right, that answer, sometimes it's just nice to hear that external validation. So my prompt was the following. I often struggle to finish projects strong. I am excited to get started and I will be very action driven in most of it, just until the end. As the final is approaching and I have the last tasks to get off the list, I start to procrastinate, dragging it out and often taking a step back altogether. Keeping in mind what I have shared in this thread before, please provide some ideas how to deal with this. And the information I shared before, again, is my human design and my Myers-Briggs. So this is what the ChatGPT actually answered me, and I genuinely love this. So it says that projector INFJ energy loves the big vision, the deep strategy, and the powerful start. But when it comes to the final stretch, that's when the energy tank runs low and the inner resistance kicks in. Yeah, tell me about it. You're not alone in this. Finishing strong takes a different kind of energy than starting strong. So let's break this down energetically, strategically, and mindset-wise to help you actually complete the things in a way that feels aligned, light, and doable. And then the ChatGPT provides me some insights, and I will give you an idea of that as well, because I literally just love these answers. And if you are a projector, you probably can highly relate with all of this as well. And even if you're not a projector, I'm sure like many people can relate with this. So projector energy, you're not designed for constant output. When you're done the bulk of the deep work, your energy dips and you feel done before the project actually is. This is so very true for me. Projectors thrive when they're recognized and supported, but the final stretch often feels like a lonely, draining push. Now we're moving on to INFJ brain. You're big picture focused. and the small, tedious final steps feel disconnected from the excitement of the creation. You process deeply, and if doubt sneaks in at the end, it can cause a retreat instead of a final push. And here's the combination, what it gave me about the combo of being a projector and INFJ. By the time you're 90% done, your brain is already moving on to the next thing, because future vision is way more fun than tying up loose ends. And again, I'm laughing because this couldn't be more true. You might even self-sabotage unconsciously by stretching out the final steps, because finishing means visibility, letting go, and no more excitement of building. And the first time I read all of this, and it's followed up with some tips, and I love the tips as well, but I'm not gonna go into that right now. The first time I read this, I was literally like, yes, 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 yes. This is so very true. And I know it's not only because I'm a projector. I know many people can relate with this. There are, you know, ADHD symptoms in there as well. So it's like, there are many things that come together here, but it just felt so relevant. And the information I got out of it later really just helped me to like reframe my processes and just take a step back from what I'm doing and evaluate what is and what isn't working at the moment. And talking about being a projector in business, so there are two specific aspects I wanted to discuss right now. And by the way, if you are a projector and you do have any insights, something you have found working for you, or you know, anything you want to share or chat more about, definitely reach out to me. I'm always so interested to talk about this, because there really is just so much to explore and so many different things that are in there. I'm definitely not even like halfway through it all. So if you do have any fun insights, I'm all ears. So first of all, a strategy. Projectors have the strategy of being invited. Generally, this means that you will feel the best. And I have to say that this is one of those elements that really changed it all for me. You will feel the best when you show up, but you're not being pushy about it. And I'm being like very careful the way I phrase it, but there isn't really a great way to make a difference between like being too pushy or too salesy and showing up, because there's a very fine line, right? But the idea is that many people show up online and they can sell and they can talk about it and they have fun with it and they can do it all day long, you know? And it's not all about maybe like selling or liking selling per se, but it's just that energy of like, yes, this is my thing, come join, and you know, I love to have you there. For me as a projector, the strategy of being invited means that, yes, I will show up with what I have, but I'm not gonna be going like too deep into it. I'm not gonna be too pushy. I'm not gonna be too much up in your face about it. I will tell you what's up, but ultimately I expect you to find me. And business-wise, this can often feel like the wrong decision. This can feel like the wrong direction, because sometimes you just have to do the thing, right? Sometimes you just have to show up. You have to show up extra to be seen. So there is a very fine line, especially if you're in like the beginning stages of your business. You might find that like you need to kind of push through a bit more. But at the end of the day, I feel like there is a balance that can be found. So being invited, how it translates into my actual business, this means that most people who join my spaces, they don't join particularly because I was all out there, because I was talking with them, I was in their DMs, I was on the sales calls, I was like even the emails, you know, I wasn't always like sending out the emails, even though email marketing is one of my key sales driver. But the thing is, I do it in my own terms. I do it slowly and peacefully. I'm not being pushy about it, and people find me. Those who are the most interested, the most engaged audience that I have, they've often just been in my spaces. They see me, they hear me, and when they need me, they join. And the thing is, I love showing up for my business, okay? But there is like this challenge of talking about the things that I have created and being like, yes, you need it. Like, I don't particularly see myself in things like sales calls. I know the thing I have created, the thing I have, the value, the, you know, the information in my offers, the goals that you can reach by joining my spaces. It's like the value is there. It's immersive. Like, the experience I'm bringing to the table is wild, but I can't always be like pushy about it. I don't feel as good if I'm like on a sales call and I'm like, yes, okay, you should join this. This is your space. You have to be in there. It's just not me. And it's not even about the sales strategy. It's not, I can talk about my offers, I can sell my offers, but I don't like to convince anybody. And the strategy of being invited, of like me being the one who is being invited, it might feel passive. It might feel like I'm just, you know, laying around waiting for a day to come when somebody's like, yes, I need you. But the thing is, I'm still being active. I'm still showing up for my business. I'm still selling. I'm still doing all the things. But that fine line between like doing all the things and really just trying for the sale. And I know it's like, there's not a good way to like explain it, but I hope you get it. I hope you get the idea. I haven't found the right words to explain, because even when it comes to sales, obviously sales can be done in many different ways. And I'm not even talking about the sales per se, I'm more talking about like the feeling inside, how you feel when you sell. And like, to what extent selling feels good for you. And this being invited strategy often also means that I am, in a sense, being more passive in the way I sell. Evergreen funnels work for me a lot better than doing, for example, live calls. I can sell through, for example, Pinterest. I can sell through email marketing. And that also usually works better than, for example, Instagram or doing like Instagram stories. And I love doing the stories. I just don't love doing the ones where I have to really push for the sale. Okay, and as this podcast episode already has like gone off the route a bit too much, and there's like a lot happening here, there's this one other thing I wanted to talk about in regards to being a projector, and that is the need to rest and reset. And again, one might argue that everybody needs to rest and reset, and that is probably true. Like, there must be some balance in life, and you have to fill your cup first before you can think about the others, and you have to fill your cup first before you can create your product and so on. Yes. But especially when you are a projector, you might feel it deeply that when your energy goes down, like, nothing is happening, and you have to learn to cherish those moments when your energy is down. And this is one of those reasons why I think exploring your human design and exploring different elements of your human design is important. It's important that you recognize these things within you. And for example, when you do feel like you don't have the energy to show up, instead of pushing yourself, you actually get more value from just resting, just giving yourself that moment. And regarding projectors, there's also this thing about intuition, how we have a very strong intuitive pull, and we have to like learn to follow that. So that is like one other thing regarding the rest as well. When you feel the pull to rest, you just have to give in on that. Like, that really is it, right? So with all of this, I just wanted to say, to again just encourage you to explore your human design, explore how it might be going against what you're doing in your business, because maybe you're following some strategies and tips and tricks and nothing's working and you're getting stuck. In that case, maybe you are overlooking your human design, and maybe you feel like when your energy is down, you're just being lazy, or you're just, you know, you're just not doing the thing. When in reality, no, it's just the way you are created, and you have to learn to follow those inner cues. Now, that'll be it from me for this episode. If you are on the journey of creating your digital products and you want to do it in a supportive community, along with plenty of different learning materials that will help you to make it happen, and make sure to join us inside the Savvy Offer Hub membership as well. And if you are a projector and there's anything specific you're struggling with, or anything you have found to be working for you, please let me know. If you have any comments or feedback on the episode, I'll be happy to hear all about that as well. You'll find me on Instagram and Threads as @CourseCreationLab. That's all based from me for this time, and I hope to see you around for the next episode.